T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roger Goodell must sit Bill Belichick down for 2 games.
Well, I think the biggest thing is I actually believe Bill Belichick.
I would imagine a fine, if there is a punishment.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Figure it out.
Dale Arnold.
In retrospect, it might have been better for us had we lost one somewhere along the way. Curious how many likes you get from 2,000 people you don't even know. There's 53 guys in the locker room. Those are the 53 that matter.
Rich Key.
If I gave you my heart, but the very next day, Dale gave it away.
This is the best one, huh?
Dale and Keith, middays.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yikes.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We lost our damn minds. Yes.
It's almost Christmas, Dale. You know how it goes.
Have we just lost our damn minds?
Why this time?
I mean, I've been listening to all this stuff over the last, 48 hours or so. And I'm thinking, really? Do we honestly, truly... Wiggy, you've been on the right side of this thing. We've all kind of agreed on
most
this
of the
thing.
Time. Dale, I'm always on the right side.
Wiggy is. That's a good point.
Let's go back to 2007, just for the fun of it, for one brief moment.
Glorious
okay?
time.
Let's go back to 2007 when Bill Belichick gets punished by Roger Goodell for Spygate, the original Spygate, which was unbelievable hubris on the part of Belichick.
Really,
you'd already been told not to do it. Don't do it. Don't give me excuses about why.
And how much of an advantage is it even anyway?
Don't
right?
do it
like,
at all.
So much stuff. Right?
So he gets,
and doing it against a team that knows that you were doing it because he was on the staff when you were doing it before?
So he gets fined $500,000 by the league. The team gets fined $250,000.
And nobody had ever been fined $500,000 before. Mm-hmm. That was the record.
He loses a first-round draft pick.
That is the most significant thing you can do to a franchise.
And here's the most important part. He was told by Roger Goodell in 2007, if you ever do this again, you're gone.
He was told that?
You're gone.
How long you gone for? Like a year?
No, you're gone.
Gone.
Banished from the league?
You're
like Justin Blackman?
If you do it again, you're gone.
Yes, I don't think he's going to do that.
So...
make me real. Whoa.
Yeah, I go, hey, now.
Whatever the line is, Bill Belichick and the Patriots have made it a concerted effort within the organization. We ain't going near the line. Whatever that line is,
like
we're not
calling.
Going near
Leave
it.
All
shock
cameras
calling.
At home.
I get
and it's gone.
50 yards to that line, I start getting zapped.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even think about it. And that's why, listen, you got the All-22, you got the coach's tape they can give you, you got the TV copy.
Right.
Belichick was talking about this the other day during the conference call, or actually with the OMF. That's what you can use.
Right.
You can use either one. That's what you can see. Nothing else.
And it's 2019, and really nobody uses hand signals no more.
Correct.
So there's really no...
So you're really just going off of what? You really want to see what the coach is doing, I suppose. You really want... But you're not stealing plays.
No, you're not stealing plays.
What you're stealing is personnel signals for personnel groupings.
Right.
Oh, this means 5 DBs. Or
something
means,
you think that might tip you off. You're going to like body language. And you're
I think it's
like
more
that.
Body language than anything. Let me look at it. Let me see what he's doing. You know, we all hear that. Where's Sean McVay on the sideline,
that whole thing.
Maybe you can kind of get like a look at him. He's getting a little nervous. He's going to go to his favorite player or something. Like the personnel thing, it's at the end of the day, it's you'll see them running
you
on
you see
the
him
field.
Run on and you can make that adjustment.
I can count. Oh, look, there's 5 DBs.
Right.
Oh, and here we go.
You don't really need that, especially when you get the guys up in the box anyways and they're looking for the personnel grouping. And most of the time, you know, when I played, I was one of those guys, if I knew I was, you know, constantly in and out of the game, I was halfway on the field anyways.
Right, you're standing there waiting for the formation.
So imagine this, because we've gotten more and more information as the days have gone on. The Patriots video crew for their Kraft Sports Productions, they're set up in the first row of the press box. They've got their camera there. They've got a monitor so that anybody walking by can see exactly what they're shooting. In the row, directly behind the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the Patriots. Right behind them are the Cincinnati Bengals personnel.
Yeah. And that's why I had the whole thing get going, because they were like, wait a minute, am I really seeing this?
Right.
And then that's when that guy started filming the filmer. And
he
then
was filming the monitor
with his cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? Do you think the Patriots are that stupid? First of all, Belichick doesn't want to go near it anyway. But second of all, if we're really going to do this, we're going to do it out in front of everybody with a monitor that shows everybody what we're filming.
Do you believe in hiding in plain sight?
Oh,
do you believe that that's
yeah? That's a pretty good theory.
Right? Like, hey, we wouldn't be this dumb, right? We're not going in there with like fake mustaches and trench coats. We're just gonna go in there and act like it's normal, and everybody else will think it's normal. No, I just think it was such an oversight and so dumb by those involved, and people there are probably gonna pay the price for it. But everybody involved with this photo shoot, they just screwed up so bad. Even not just the people that were there, the people that oversee these people, because. You're talking about, all right, we're doing a documentary on an advanced scout. Okay, fine. People will watch it on the website and whatever else. You can't film the field. That should be step one. As soon as you took the step to send a camera crew to Cincinnati, or I'm sorry, to Cleveland.
By the way, just to clear it up, the video guy and the audio guy were independent contractors. They don't work for Kraft Sports Productions, but they're from here.
They're from here, and it's not the first time they've worked with Kraft Sports, correct?
Right, but they
weren't from Cleveland.
Because
they were starting this whole thing with the scout. He's leaving the house. He's getting ready to go to the airport, and they were filming all of this stuff.
Right, but the thing that really stood out is when I heard Ben Volen on the Greg Hill Show this morning say that the guy had never done this on the road. So he had only done home games. And there's a million rules in the NFL. Let's be honest. I think there's some rules that even Bill Belichick doesn't know about, and that would be, you know, very difficult because this guy, it seems like he knows the rule book.
Although he told OMF, no, you can't do this.
Right, no, he said that.
He knew all
but,
of those
But
rules.
What I'm saying is the producers and all of those people, they might not have known the rules to the letter of the log bit where it's like, so they're thinking, all right, We usually film it at home, and we can film the sidelines, and we can film our sidelines and what's going on, and we're there. We want to show what the advanced scout is looking for. So when you have that B roll, the advanced scout, you know, you hear the voice, whoever they would have got over it, probably, you know, Dennis Leary saying, as the scout now looks to the sidelines, see if he can pick up any signs or something like that from coaches, because that's what he would be doing and taking notes on it.
With his binoculars and his pen and paper.
Right,
and
but now it gives a visual of what, you know, if somebody's watching this at home, it gives them a visual to see what the scout would be looking at through his binoculars and taking notes and that kind of thing.
It's a simple thing here. Bill Belichick is not putting his career on the line to get sideline footage of the Cincinnati freaking Bengals. He's not putting his career on the line for this. And the idea, well, you know, he knows everything. I mean, we've got articles in front of us. We've been printing up from all over the place. There are people who are saying he should be suspended for the rest of the year.
Right.
There are people saying, you know, the league's got to come down hard. The league is going to punish the Patriots.
They are going to for sure get punished.
They're going to fine the Patriots.
Which is probably a rule.
They're going to fine the Patriots organization. They're not going to dock them draft picks. They're not going to suspend Belichick.
I wouldn't rule out a draft pick.
What I'm hearing is that the league has kind of acknowledged internally now that, you know what, this was a colossal screw-up, but there was no...
So it wasn't something done intentionally.
I don't know.
And it had nothing to do with football operations.
Okay. No, I know, but I look at it like, you know, in the game, like, oh, I didn't mean to grab his face mask. Well, you did, so it's a 15-yard penalty. Like, oh, we didn't mean to film the sideline. Yeah, but you did. Now, it wasn't...
Well, that's where the fine would be.
So I think at the very minimum, I think there's a fine.
Oh, there's going to be a fine.
Because
absolutely.
Of who it is, because it's the Patriots. If it was the Chiefs filming the sideline, then you say, what are you guys doing? That was dumb. I don't think it's a first-round pick like they've been docked twice before in the last
But even, do you think, like, fifth, sixth, seventh round?
There's not going to be a draft pick. They're not going to lose a draft pick. They're not going to get anybody suspended. It's going to cost the organization a fair chunk of money, which is ultimately why some poor producer at Kraft Sports Productions is probably going to lose his job.
Really?
It probably.
You can't just sit the guy down and go, you made a colossal mistake.
You can't reassign him.
Don't ever do it again.
It wasn't malicious.
Yeah, it wasn't like, I mean, I don't think the guy should lose his job for that.
I don't want him to lose his job.
No, I'm just saying.
Suggesting that's probably what's going to happen here.
You look at this situation.
Maybe just cool it with the documentaries. Right? Do we need to see all these things? We really need to see
but
the dietitian's
But I actually saw the equipment manager one.
How was that?
Documentary. And it was actually pretty good. It gives you... you know, for fans who don't know how the sausage is made, it gives you an insight, a look into that. It's well, no the, different you know, than the behind the
beat. You know what else it does, Wiggy, is it gives a little love and a little publicity to people who'd never get it. Right. You know, they did one of these on Jim Whalen, the longtime trainer. You know, been working down there for years, busts his butt, does a good job. And he finally got an opportunity to have somebody say, hey, look at how hard this guy works. Look at what he does. And
so, again, you got to factor in the risk-reward. So the reward would be, hey, look at this guy. Look at the hard work. The risk is Spygate 2.
Well,
I'm not doing that.
I think that's where it becomes where, okay, the equipment guy, Jim Whalen, okay, we're a little bit safe here. But now when we're dealing with the advanced scout, and that's where it ultimately, somebody messed up and said, hey, whatever you do, do not film the sidelines.
Right.
Somebody
or the
who,
field. Forget it. Like,
or the field.
The camera needs to be pointed this way the whole time.
The camera needs to be pointed at whoever the advanced scout was, at him from the time you turn it on to the time you shut it.
As soon as you brought the camera into the press box, you were already playing with fire.
Well,
you already were.
That's where they taped. They did an interview with the scout in the back of the press box.
Right. Now shut it off.
And now we'll probably never see this interview. But
no,
you know,
unfortunately,
you probably will never see this episode.
But they should actually play this episode to really show
what the whole point was.
Right, to really show what the whole point. And then I think that would now nationally, that would get all these. I mean, it's not going to get them all off your back, but maybe nationally you get some people to go, oh, okay, oh, that's what it was all about. And I wanted Belichick thrown in jail for 15 years because of this. Or I wanted, like, Jason Whitlock suspended for 2 games and, you know, Shannon Sharpe and all these nut jobs out there. If you show it now, it's like, oh, that wasn't really that bad. That's what it's all about. And I think they should actually, you know, show it.
My guess is you won't see it, but maybe you're right. Maybe they'll show it. And my guess is...
You won't see another one for a while.
Well, and I'll put it to you this way. If the Bengals had not complained, if they had shot the whole thing, they had done their thing, they come back to Boston, when they run this by the Patriots, the minute the Patriots saw footage of the sidelines, they would have said, oh, no.
What are you doing?
That is not going on there. That's not, you can't do that. If there hadn't been this brouhaha in the press box in Cleveland, the Patriots would have killed that footage anyway.
Right. Well, if the Bengals, like you said, initially when they had told, the guy said, hey, you want me to just delete this? If they would have said, yeah, just get rid of it. You can't do that. That's the rules. See, that's where the Hado mall cop comes in. You know, you got the mall cop. He wants to go the extra mile rather than
Paul Blart.
Rather than just saying, "Hey, listen, guys, you know, go home. You know, shut it down. Get out of here." They want to. Oh, we gotta. And wait a second. We gotta now get manager involved. We gotta
get a big deal.
You know, we gotta look at the security footage and this, that, and the other. Rather than just being like, you know what, hey.
Probably more entertaining though the press box activity than the actual game on the field on Sunday. Look. Cincy versus Cleveland.
Right.
No, thanks.
And by the way, we should probably clear that up because I've seen some people, I see a text here saying, you know, why are they even in Cleveland shooting it anyway? The whole idea of this thing was they wanted to show an advanced scout, a day in the life of an advanced scout. The next game, obviously you have to shoot him on the road.
Right.
He has to go, he's going to see Cincinnati or Baltimore, whoever the Patriots are going to play.
That's why it's called scouting.
You can't shoot it here. So the next game that Cincinnati played was the one in Cleveland when they thought up this story idea. All of it was innocent, I'll give them that. The execution sucked. The optics are the worst.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it just gives everybody across the country an excuse, if they need one, an excuse to just clobber the Patriots.
Well, the initial thing was, it wasn't, hey, what's going on here? It was Spygate 2, the cheaters are at it again.
Right.
Before.
Oh, they got caught. They've been doing it the whole time.
Right.
Like, there's no way
Goodell
this is the
told
first
them to
time,
stop, but, and yeah. Belichick, as soon as he walked out of Goodell's office, said, all right, we're right back at it. That's what the national narrative has been pushed before there was even any evidence or we knew anything about anything.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said it's important for the NFL and Goodell to have a statement.
Get this over with.
Get it. You better have a statement out there by Friday saying, hey, we looked at all the tapes. There was nothing. It clearly was a mistake.
Right.
They'll be punished for that. We will find them. But there was nothing done here nefarious for them to try to get a competitive edge.
And look, I'll say it. They won't say it. They can't say it. You need a competitive edge to beat the Bengals?
No, you don't.
Really? I mean, Belichick's going to put his legacy and his career on the line to gain an edge to beat the Cincinnati freaking Bengals?
Well, I bet there were... See, when I heard that, if it really was Spygate 2 all over again, my thought would be they've been doing it all along, and right. This is when they got caught.
Right,
this has been just part of the habit here. But no, they don't need it against the Bengals. Although, I don't know how many points the offense is going to score against them. I don't necessarily feel good about
that. There's a simple way to get rid of all of this. Make this not the biggest story no more on national TV. There is one way.
This is why we brought Wiggy in.
There is one way.
This will be a fresh take
Brace
we've never
yourself.
Heard before.
Brace yourself,
you want yeah. You want this to
free
go.
Free AP.
Yes. Imagine
don't
that.
Be busting his act here.
People might not know what he's going to say.
Imagine the headline
is
Patriots sign Antonio Brown.
Whew.
Do you think we're talking about Spygate 2?
No, we're not. We are on to AB. Did you see they've released some of the top Google searches in the past year, 2019?
Mm-hmm.
The number one athlete?
Antonio Brown.
The number one person? Antonio Brown.
But don't you think if Kraft's sitting there right now and goes, and because Bill's got to be like, you know, he's got to be yelling at Robert. Like, Robert, what are you doing? I know maybe you didn't have no involvement. The screaming and yelling. Kraft's got to be, oh, my God. This is, you know, they're calling us cheaters. Here we go with Spygate 2 again. Oh, what can we do?
Yeah.
This is and then Bill goes, Antonio Brown.
We got one.
And it will
all
disappear.
Do you want to know who the top 10? Do you guys want to guess the top 10 most searched people in 2019 on Google?
Oh, we know AB's one.
AB's number one. So 9 more to get.
Does Baby Yoda count as a person?
No.
LeBron James.
No on LeBron James.
I have spoken.
No on LeBron James.
Kylie Jenner.
No. No Kylie Jenner. Although Jordan Woods is on here. Is Jordan Woods the girl that had the affair with Khloe Kardashian? Yeah.
She's the one who had the affair with Lamar
Odom. In the family
She just had a polygraph test.
There's a guy whose music you really like, Wiggy.
Ooh. Kanye West.
No.
Drake.
R. Kelly.
That's right. So I get
why these people were getting Googled.
Yes,
here.
I see the pattern here. Yeah. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's on this list.
Bill Cosby.
So surprisingly, no on Bill Cosby.
Jeffrey Epstein.
No.
Damn.
That's surprising. Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett.
He's on there. James Charles.
James Charles.
Kevin Hart. 21 Savage. Lori Loughlin.
Oh, okay.
Bryce Harper.
All right.
And Robert Kraft.
It probably goes all back to February, March, April. Huh?
I would say so, Dale. Yes, this is the entire year. Those are the people who were Googled the most.
I'm surprised Epstein didn't make that list.
Mm-hmm. As for athletes, David Ortiz was number 3, as you can imagine.
And I'm surprised Trump ain't on that list either.
No, he's not.
Oh.
People, I guess, are just tired of it, I guess.
Is he number 11 is?
On who? People?
No,
right,
he's not. By the way, I noticed on the actors list.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not casting aspersions.
Oh, you might be.
I mean, I love me some Kate Beckinsale, too, but why would she be on there?
She was going out with Pete Davidson, and everybody was like, why on earth is one of the hottest women in the world
right,
with this
guy? Right, you were tonguing him at what? I think that was a basketball.
Oh, yeah, they were making out
You're
in the
like,
game.
Wait
yeah,
a second.
That's why.
Yeah, the guy looks like he just drank out of his own toilet bowl, and you're sitting there making, I mean, have you seen Pete Davidson?
Yeah, he's a strange-looking character.
He's like.
And then Kate Beckinsale is just
you look.
Oh,
at,
no,
smoking.
There's a lot of good reasons
smoking.
To.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a second.
Google image Kate Beckinsale, but.
Is that like just, you know, makeup for the movie? Or is that your real face? No, that's your real face.
You preparing for a role? What is this?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We don't normally go to the beginning of the, or to the Bill Belichick midweek press conference. It happens at 11:45 today. We will go live
curious.
To Gillette. My guess is this is going to get shot down fairly quickly. He's addressed it actually more than I expected.
Yeah, he's
he did
it
with OMF on Monday. He did it on the conference call with the Cleveland media yesterday. My guess is what we're going to get a lot of is I've already addressed that.
Yep. Can you imagine being in the room when Bill Belichick found out about this?
Oh, I would have loved to.
Holy smokes.
Well, I said yesterday, my guess is Belichick in his office is, what the bleep are we doing?
At the least.
I think it was more eruptive
he
than that.
He probably found one of those Surface tablets just to chuck. He was probably kicking
stuff
over.
Bring me a Surface tablet.
I bet he destroyed stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he was so
God damn it.
Mad.
He's got the little red button next to his table. God damn it, Robert. Get in here. Oh, my God.
so bad.
Bearish, can you believe, I cannot believe this.
Heads are rolling.
Heads are going to roll today. I'm over here worried about cover two. Robert.
He just wants to talk about football.
Yes.
Then I got to talk about Spygate.
Get damn Antonio Brown back
Anything
in.
Anything else on Miami?
He did talk a lot of football last night on HBO. We'll talk about that as the day goes on as well. If you like inside stuff, we
How
all
was
love.
That? I completely forgot that was on.
It was great. They're the same person.
They are very similar.
Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are the exact same guy. But we'll get into that as well. 617-779-7937. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us at 1 o'clock. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
Roger Goodell must sit Bill Belichick down. Send him home for two games. No access to Tom Brady. No access to his assistant coaches or team owner, Robert Kraft. Accidents deserve consequences that deter bad behavior. What I'm not willing to accept are consequences that fail to prevent this from happening again.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Right.
You're going to hear others. We've read a bunch here. There are people all across the country, you know, basically saying, you know, all those homers up there, those honks in the six New England states may be protecting him, but I'm not, damn it. And I mean, they want a two-game suspension would be at the low end what some of these nitwits want.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty lazy, though, you know, just to all of a sudden now you got to throw the whole book out of it, not even realize. Because I guess if you're from the outside, you don't really understand that.
They feel like Bill knows, he knows nothing moves without him.
Well, right. And you can have like this, because I don't know if every team in the league has the equivalent of a Kraft Sports production team.
A lot of them do.
Yeah, yeah. I bet
right,
they do.
I'm sure like these websites do, right?
It's not uncommon now, and a lot of these organizations are doing,
especially
in
the social media era.
I give Bill a lot of credit for knowing everything. I think when it comes to his roster, he knows everything about his roster. He knows everything about the opponent. He knows everything about all this different stuff that goes on. But now you're telling him what he needs to run the website,
right?
Like, come on,
or
like,
know exactly know exactly what they want to the very last detail. When somebody comes in and goes, "Hey, Bill, right. We're doing a story on the advanced scout," he's got to see, and they want him to go, "Okay, so what's the story about? What are you gonna be doing?
Okay, how are you guys gonna?
Yeah, you gonna film it? Where you film? What angles are you using?
What's your thesis statement?
Right, you using two cameras, three cameras? I mean, you got single shots, double
what's
shots.
What's the lighting look like?
Yeah, like where he's just probably like, all right, you know, whoever the head of the Kraft Sports production is and comes up with these different things, they run it by Bill.
Because like, one of the other arguments I heard was
that was the one part, by the way, that Belichick, Caserio, somebody in football ops okayed. Yes, you can do a feature on the advanced.
And that's where it ends.
That's where it ends.
Right there. Okay, hey, are we doing this? Fine.
And same thing happened when they wanted to do one on Jim Whalen.
That's
okay,
it.
Fine.
All right, fine. And because the other argument I heard that people think it makes the Patriots look bad that they didn't tip off the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, if they did it correctly, the Bengals wouldn't need to know. It would have nothing to do with them. The advanced scout, yes, he is watching and taking notes on Cincinnati. But the film crew should never have shown Cincinnati. That was their fault altogether.
Right.
So why even run it by, hey, by the way, we're going to have a film crew in watching our scout watch your game. I'd be like, okay. Like, why waste my time with that? What do you, like, I think by, why would you let the league know? Why, you just need to let Cleveland know because you need to get the credentials.
Right.
And be like, hey, as a heads up, here's why there's a camera in the press box. But again, it's only going to be filming our guy.
Well, that's their thing. That's why the national people are looking at it like their thing that they're hitching their wagon to is Bill knows everything because.
Well, he does on football ops.
On football stuff.
Football but he knows everything about that organization.
We know that. But they think, people nationally think Bill knows everything about everything that goes
advertising
on.
Advertising and marketing and PR.
He knows that a Bud Light costs $10.75.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they're hitching their wagons to. So when, you know, you got guys like Jason Whitlock go, wait a second, this starts from the top. They should know better about that. Bill knows everything. How does he let this slide?
Right.
And that's the problem is it's because there's a whole separate entity that runs this. And Whitlock and guys like that who are in television or who are in the media should know better because they probably know that there's, you know, we're all in it. And there's probably, they know that we know that, hey, they tell us to do one thing, but we only know a certain limit of it.
I don't know what Shyam and John are doing back there. They could be doing anything.
I don't even want to think about it.
It could be anything.
They don't, half the time, they don't have pants on and stuff.
Well, that's fine. That's their problem.
That's a little aggressive.
Well, I'll say this.
Back wrong.
If we reverse, I like to keep my shirt off, but I keep my pants on.
In this case, the Patriots reached out to the Cleveland Browns, said, this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
This is why we need the credentials. The Browns said, okay, that's fine.
Can't wait to see
I'll say this. If you flipped it, and some organization called the Patriots and said, look, this is what we want to do. This, my guess is the Patriots say no.
You think so?
Yes. And I don't think the I'm actually somewhat surprised that the Browns allowed it.
Well, it's interesting. Listening to Ben Volen this morning on the Greg Hill Show, he was talking about they had decided, because this is the first time they have taken this crew, or at least even the show, and brought it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, well, we got a couple of divisional round games later in the season. They'll probably say no. So they said, well, why not, you know, let's do Cleveland-Cincinnati. Like, that'll be fine. We're going to send our guy there. He's going to be there. It's late in the year. We can get some footage for it. They didn't know they were even doing this project till maybe like a month ago.
Yeah, maybe we have a good relationship with Cleveland in the sense that we've traded guys there. And,
you know, Buffalo's going to be like,
And if Cleveland had said simply, no, we don't think it's a good idea, it was done. It was over.
And I think that would have been fine. You could have still done the documentary. You could have interviewed him at the hotel in the lobby. That's a nice footage there.
Walking up to the
getting
stadium.
Getting into a cab or whatever. Yeah, walking up to the stadium and then leave the camera outside the stadium.
Or even worst case scenario, like you said, just point it at him. And then, because usually there'll be somebody there asking him questions. Hey, what are you looking for?
Right.
And, you know, he's sitting there with his binoculars
doing
and his pen and pad.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, hey, I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. I'm trying to see if there are any, you know, what type of routes they run with certain personnel groupings, you know, all that kind of stuff. But when you look at this, it all goes back to, and it's all going to fall in the lap of Belichick because they feel like he is the great and powerful almighty Oz to the whole Patriots kingdom.
Right.
Yeah. And but that's not the case. He doesn't deal with anything on that side of it.
When was the last time, and I don't have memory of it, maybe you guys do, when was the last time the Patriots put out a statement basically saying, you know what, we screwed up?
That's the opposite of what they normally do.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I'm reading the last line of their statement that they put out Monday night. We accept full responsibility for the actions of our production crew at the Browns-Bengals game. I got to be honest, I don't remember the Patriots ever putting out a statement saying,
yeah,
our bad. We shouldn't have done this.
And this is also why it may help. Now, I know you guys don't think there'll be a draft pick. I think there'll be a low draft pick, but that may help them because, again, Roger Goodell and all the guys in charge of punishment in the league, they love it, love it, love it when they get cooperation and guys admitting things.
Yeah.
It's any time a player, a coach, or anything tries to fight something is when they're like, oh, yeah, six games.
And
whatever.
But I'm with you. I think they'll try to take a draft pick.
Oh, you do think so?
I think they'll try to.
I don't.
Yeah, because the rest of the league.
Because the rest of the league, I think, will look at the fine the way we all look at the fine. And say,
then,
oh, that's nothing.
And then you'll hear the national media narrative out there, and that, you know, Goodell, that'll be, you know, he'll hear those whispers, and he'll be like, all right, we can't just fine him because of the other first fine.
Cincinnati is so mad. Isn't there the risk? Now, I don't know if they can just do it, like, on their own website. They might have to go to TMZ or something, but they have a copy of this tape. So
sure. Yeah, because
they could release it. If they're not happy, with the punishment that the Patriots get, mm-hmm. all of a sudden this video could be out there.
But the video should come out. See, if I'm the league, I say, hey, listen, here's the video. This is what we saw.
Yeah.
There's nothing nefarious on this. There's nothing that, you know, you can look at it and make your and come to your own conclusion and see that there's nothing here. That's what the league should do. But I do feel like the league is out to get the Patriots. And so what ends up happening is they're liable to sit on this thing and just continue to let this fire build, continue to throw gasoline on this fire of, you know, people calling the Patriots cheaters and Spygate 2 and Spygate 2.0. And you got the guys out there that will say Belichick needs to be suspended. Belichick needs to be, you know, fired. This is the reason why they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so now nationally, outside of New England, people start to, you know, believe that stuff.
Nora Princiotti, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, is the one who's got a photo on Twitter, I should say, of the seating chart in Cleveland for last Sunday. And the two New England Patriots seats 15 and 16 in the front row, are literally directly in front of 20 Bengal staffers. So you want to talk about hiding in plain sight?
Right.
You've got a monitor sitting there with the camera that shows exactly what you're shooting. You obviously, stupidly, didn't realize that you were doing something wrong, because you wouldn't be doing it in front of 20 Bengals staffers, would you?
No. No. This guy, Ben Baby, I don't know. But that's what he covers the Bengals for ESPN. He responded to the Nora Princiotti tweet, and he said, the Patriots seats were supposed to be in the third row behind the Bengals personnel. When a Bengals employee spotted the videotaping, it was in the first row, directly in front of that whole bay of Bengals staffers.
Well, except the seating chart that she puts out there shows that they were assigned to the first row.
I know, he responded really to that tweet, so I don't know where
he's
going.
But does it really matter where they're seated? Because they're in the press box.
You're directly in front of 20 Bengals people. You don't think you're doing anything wrong,
right,
even though you are.
But the reason why I'm saying that is you're in the press box, and there are a ton of people in there. Unless you got the camera hidden in a corner, you know what I mean? Unless you got something crazy to that effect. But when you're out in the middle of whether in your first seat or the third seat, and you got a tripod and people are just walking around and they could easily notice that. And if there are other scouts in there, there's got to be other advanced scouts in there that know, like, hey, wait a second.
What's going on?
You know, so they're not hiding anything. So whether the first row, the third row, the fifth row, unless they're in the corner, the guy's got it in his lap and he's like, you know, trying to do an upskirt or something, and where he's trying to hide his camera. If you're out in plain sight, it's like, all right, they clearly don't know the rules.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to the call, 617-779-7937. Richard's in Rhode Island. Hey, Richard.
Hi. So one of the things that you guys mentioned was, did Bill Belichick know the rules? You would think that he would definitely know the rules, that you can't take the sideline.
No, he does know the rule. He said so on OMF.
He
was
gave
very
all
clear,
the thing. No,
very
you
emphatic.
Can't do that.
He knows the rules.
Okay. Well, doesn't the advanced scout know the rules?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I would hope so.
I think that they would.
I feel like everybody should know the rule. Any Patriot fan worth anything would know the rule by now, right? Or wouldn't even take the chance.
The advanced scouts in that booth know the rule?
But if the advanced scout, I mean, again, not knowing the entire dynamic of the whole thing, mm-hmm. he's trying to work.
By the way, he's not sitting near them.
Yeah, he's not, like, directing them.
They had already taped their interview with him. He's now working.
And
he's off doing his advanced scouting stuff, not near them.
Yeah, I don't think he's
in charge
of them.
I don't think he even knew that they were shooting that stuff.
Right, they went to go get B-roll or whatever the story, however the story goes. I don't think he has anything to do with that. I think at this point he is now hopefully engaged in the game and trying
he's
to pick
doing
up
what
cues.
What he's there
else.
To do.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the seating chart. Do you have to stay in that assigned seat, or can you just roam around the boat?
So, it depends on how crowded it is, because at all these games, at every sporting event, they have the seating chart. Now, sometimes every single person and then some is there.
Right,
other
right.
times, there are people missing, and they don't really care. I mean, I guess every stadium is a little bit different. As long as somebody's not like, hey, that's my seat, right, and then you have to get up. Other than that.
But you, like you said, they are generally crowded. And then, and if it's a small, like the Red Sox, I've been up in their press box before. That thing is tiny.
That is tough.
Right? Yeah. So it's now like, hey, wait, that's the, you know, that's my assigned seat. But who knows how it is at the Cleveland, at the Browns Stadium. But at the when you look at all the evidence, you start to look and say, clearly the guys didn't know it, the camera crew, right? And the advanced scout, he's probably doing his business, taking care of it, and they're probably like, hey, listen, you won't even know that we're here. We're right. completely out of your way. That's the thing that I look at it, but then the part that you try to say is, well, okay, who in the production side knows, and do they know the rule, or is this a rule that maybe they don't know?
Well, obviously, in this case, they didn't know, and you can make an argument that they should have, and that's where I think the producer ultimately is going to be the person who pays the price, because he is the one who should have said, wait a minute, you can't be shooting the sidelines here. You can't be shooting the field. You can't even have a camera trained down there. Mm-hmm. If he didn't know that, I can see the argument that he should have known that. If he's in Cleveland to shoot this thing, he's got to know what he can and can't do.
And you know what I would love to know is how many of those people that are in the booth, right? Because I feel like I've seen, you know, pictures and things like that from the press box. And granted, mm-hmm. they might be from the media. So clearly the media might have different rules than an advanced scout. But I wonder if they're with a cell phone, if there are people, advanced scouts all over the NFL that are like trying to sneak a little footage and see what they can maybe get.
Maybe.
You would think that they would be like, all right, you can't, you know, like that would be the unwritten rule.
I just think it's not worth it.
No. I know that, but maybe.
For whoever. I mean, you just go, come on. I mean, what are we going to gain as opposed to what's going to happen to us if we get caught?
That is true. And if you really wanted to do it, wouldn't you just buy a ticket and have some?
Sit in the stands with your iPhone 11.
Right.
Train it on the sidelines. Right. It's going to be as high def as what you're going to get from the camera behind glass in the press box.
Yeah, that is right. Because I forget, somebody brought up that point. If you really wanted to cheat and the Patriots really want to go, buy a nice ticket on the 50-yard line close enough to the Cincinnati Bengals sidelines where you could just take out your cell phone and
tape away.
And nobody would say anything
nobody
to
would,
you.
Nobody would, yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. An hour from now, we'll go to Gillette Stadium. We'll hear Bill Belichick's press conference. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us at 1 o'clock. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
There's a culture in New England because there's one organization that has Deflategate, Spygate, and now a second Spygate. Belichick must be punished harshly. I like him. I respect him. First ballot Hall of Famer. Greatest coach of all time. Wish he coached the Chiefs. He's got to go. And I don't care if Robert Kraft cries until the cows come home. Belichick has to be punished.
He's got to go.
Well, he complimented him in there, though. At least.
Yeah, I love
Hall
that.
Of Famer. Hey, best coach ever.
Yeah.
Best coach ever. Gotta go.
Right. Unless you have him at the Chiefs, but.
Wish he was my coach. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Would you still feel the same way if he was your coach?
I don't think so. But this one, I really feel like has nothing to do with him. I feel like the other two, you know, Spygate certainly more clear-cut than Deflategate, but there's even more of an argument, I feel like, for on both sides of the other one, the other two. This one, I don't know. I guess it's just based strictly on history.
Right.
That's all it is.
And again, I understand, you know, we're all taking Bill Belichick at his word. If I was a fan of one of the other 31 teams, I understand. It'd be difficult to do that. But just when you try to put all the pieces together, why would they do this? Why would they make it so blatant? You know, what? Why? I just, there's not enough clear answers as to, yeah, this is definitely them trying to gain something from the Bengals sideline. Like, I just, I don't.
He is the ex-con that will never get a legitimate shot of living a life of not being looked at as a con.
And it's fair to say, if you're outside New England, you say, well, how much benefit of the doubt do they deserve?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I mean, I guess I probably wouldn't. But then at the same time, I'm not, I mean, calling for him to be suspended? Like, what are we, or to be banned or booted from the
league?
Well,
that's the extreme look, right? That's them going, okay, there's no way that this person can rehabilitate. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Yeah. You know, I gave you the analogy. You know, you love the analogies. I gave you the one in the back, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy who did 15 years in jail for bank robbing.
Yeah.
He is now out. Yeah. Living his life, his buddy says, hey, I need to go by Bank of America. I got to pick something up before.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah, before we hit the slopes, so we go skiing, not a problem.
Yeah, sure.
All right, driving.
So he's going skiing in the
scenario? Yeah, they're going to go skiing. Okay, yeah, you know, they're in Vermont or something, you know, New Hampshire, wherever you want.
Good snow.
Good snow out there. Yeah. They pull up to the bank. He's sitting there looking on his phone, you know, maybe he's thirst trapped and he's looking for some of them.
Sure
young,
is. Oh, now you he's know. On Instagram?
Yeah, he's looking for an Instagram model. Right. You like pictures.
Then all of a sudden,
whoop, 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 whoop. And all of a sudden they roll up and they got, you know, assault rifles. Telling him, get on the ground, get out of the car. He doesn't know what's going to happen.
He's like, listen, I'm just going skiing. I'm going skiing, officer. They're like, likely story, buddy.
Hey. By the way, Ben Baby has responded to us.
Is that his real name?
Ben Baby.
Well, that's what
his
it says.
His last name's Baby. That's, I mean, I
feel like we only get one question, though.
Fair enough. Now, you know what? Let's not get muddled in that. We don't want to burn our question on.
He covers the Bengals for ESPN.
Okay.
We asked him, were the Patriot staffers sitting in the wrong place, or were there other Patriots employees in the row behind the Bengals staffers? Because we saw the seating chart.
Yeah.
Nora Princiati tweeted out the seating chart. You see them in front of the Bengals players. People. He said, to my knowledge, they were in the wrong place. Their assigned seats were above the Bengals staffers, not below them. They had two seats next to the Cardinals advanced scout in the third row per the seating chart. Ben, I'm looking at the seating chart.
Yeah, but you know
Nora Princiati, you know, had a photo of it.
Yeah, but she didn't print out the entire thing, Dale. And
no, but he's saying that they should have been up in the third row.
Yeah, but if you look at the seating chart, she only zooms in on part of it on the like lower right.
Right.
And that could go over to the left more. And seats one through whatever could be per row. And that could be the
but
third
what,
row.
But what would be the diff if they're in the first row or the third row?
Well, the point that Nora was making was if they were stupid enough to do this. They're doing it right in front of 20 Cincinnati Bengals staffers right there in the first row.
And
I guess his point is, if they were behind the Bengals staffers, maybe they would have tried it anyway.
Well, or they would have gotten less, there would have been less attention on them. But if
everybody's telling me from what we hear, right, everybody's saying, well, you should know the rules. If there are 20 Bengals in there, there's an Arizona advanced scout in there, don't you think if there's a camera on a tripod pointed at the field, that everybody in there, whether they're in the first row or the third row, would go, excuse me, sir, you know you're not allowed to film the field.
No, it's okay. We got approval.
All right. Well, can we see your credentials?
It's our documentary.
Just
do your job.
Ben has now tweeted out the entire seating chart.
Ben, baby!
And
I love this guy. He's having a day.
I'm looking at where the back row is.
Yeah.
I don't see where the Patriots. I see them in the front row there. And then the Bengals people behind them. I'm looking at his entire seating chart.
They're down below ESPN and above the Cleveland Browns. That's what it looks like here.
Wait, is that the front row, though? See, I don't think it is. I think the front row is to the left, 1 through 60.
I think the front row is to the right. The
oh. See, See, I'd be lost. I'd be asking somebody in there, where's my seat?
Because next to it has a number. If this is the, it says 16 and 15. Right?
Yeah, I think the front row is on the left side, 1 through 60.
What he's saying is Nora has the placement of the rows
improperly.
Okay. No, no, no. What she just zoomed in on the bottom right.
Right, and she's saying that that's the front row, and he's saying it's not the front row.
Right, I'll take the guy who goes to every Cincinnati game over woman who covers
The 15 and 16 next to the Patriots, next to the Patriots' name, that's the row 15 and row 16?
No. That, I think, was row 3. This is good radio. But I think that, because, like, look at to the left side of this picture. Are you guys retweet this out? Dale Keefe, WEEI.
We did.
Good.
Yeah.
So if you look at 1 through 60, I think it's the front row. And the reason why is because it's Cleveland Browns. It's the Athletic. It's the Akron Beacon Journal. It's Cleveland.com. Those are the guys that are there every single game.
Row
they're
going
to give them that.
Okay.
Row 2 is where you get all of the Bengals and, like, the radio stations.
Which is
else.
1 through 60 yes. again.
And then row 3
which is
would
one
be,
through...
like, your scouts and, like, these out-of-town people. Because think about it. With the Patriots put all of their, like, main people up front.
Okay.
Right, like the people who are there every single week.
Right.
So they decided to jump in front. Maybe so there was an open
seats,
seat in row
their
one.
Their seats are 15 and 16 row in
three.
Row 3,
yes.
Which is directly behind in on this
supposed
picture.
Supposed to be behind, and then they, for some
the
reason,
Cincinnati
jumped in
Bengals.
Front.
Yes.
617-779-7937. We will hear from Bill Belichick coming up at 11:45 live at Gillette Stadium, or thereabouts. He'll talk when he damn well feels like talking. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us at 1. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.